Okay. Hi guys, it's Chrissy and it's not Lexi because she is in LA right now and she couldn't join us for this call, but I do have another guest on today and we are doing the episode of asking questions for guys that girls are maybe too scared or too uncomfortable to ask. So I have my friend Colin here if you want to introduce yourself.
What's going on? I'm Colin. I go to the University of Florida. I'm a second year, and I went to high school with Chrissy and Lexi, and they just invited me on, so I'm going to answer some questions today.
Yes, we did. And Colin has been my friend for, I don't know, a few years now. I don't
I'd
know
say
if.
more than a few years. It's been a very long time.
Okay, yeah. Our first impression of each other was fun. And I don't know if he's ever been friends with Lexi, probably not, but that's okay. they also had an interesting first impression.
You can't get it perfect with everybody.
No, you can't. That's okay. But I think ours is pretty good.
I think we're good. If your mom can forgive me for almost backing into her in my car.
Well, I she'll forgive you.
Okay.
I think she's
Then
good. She's good.
I think we're straight. I think
We're
we're all
good. We're
good.
good. All right. Okay, so I guess we'll just jump right into it. I have about 12 questions to ask you that people have sent in. I hope that's good.
Sounds fine to me.
So you can take as long, as short as you want to answer them. We can talk about them, but I want your honest opinion. If you're not comfortable answering your question, that's totally fine too. These are all anonymous.
Okay.
So let's go into it. So the very first question someone sent in was, if you have a had a girl best friend, would you ever sleep with her?
So I do have a girl best friend, and
Okay.
it's, I mean, I feel like if you're that close with someone like that, it's kind of like a running joke. Like, oh, why won't you fuck me? Why won't you have sex with me? But I don't think I would ever. And like,
Okay.
especially in my, I mean, not especially, but in my case, I would not ever. It just,
Don't want to ruin it.
yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
it depends if you have, I mean, I don't have feelings for my best friend, girlfriend, which mostly, like most of the time you don't. I mean, if she's hot as fuck and she likes you, then do it. But no, I've been friends with her way too long, and I would never do that.
Aw.
Not my thing.
Okay, I see, I see. Okay. Next question. What does an orgasm feel like for guys? I don't really know how
What
you would
the
describe that.
that's what I'm saying.
Like, even
Like,
if someone asked me that, I don't know how I would describe that.
well, I don't know. Is it different than what women feel?
I don't know. That's the
For
thing,
all
you
I
know?
know, the female orgasm is fake. So I don't,
Not all the time.
it's only fake sometimes.
Well, most of the time, I would say.
Okay. Well, I don't fucking know how to explain it. The
Feels good.
fucking the 50 Shades of Grey author probably did a better job.
Yeah,
I don't know.
yeah,
Read an excerpt
yeah.
from the book. What I'd say
Who wrote that?
good. Oh, I don't know. I have no clue. I didn't read it.
I mean, either.
I don't know. I just use any positive adjective, like
Any
good, great,
positive, yes.
amazing. I don't know what you want me
Splendid,
to say.
spectacular. Okay. Okay. Next question. This one's interesting. If you've ever had a girlfriend, which I know you have, but in the past, have you ever, this is actually kind of mean, have you ever looked at her and just thought she kind of looked ugly?
I would okay, I would never say ugly, obviously,
Okay.
because like no, I don't think I ever looked at her and said I've definitely said it to a girl's, I mean, like I was dating her for a while. I'd tell her to her face, I'd be like, you look a little rough today or some shit like that. But
Yeah.
it's only fair because I mean like you're that close with the other person and you're kind of just fucking around. But
Yeah,
I don't think I
just
ever looked at a girlfriend of mine and said, "Damn, you just look fucking terrible today." Like,
you look fucking
I don't think I've
disgusting right
ever
now.
thought it, and I definitely haven't said it to their face.
Well, that's
But
good.
if any of them are listening, any of my ex-girlfriends are listening right now, and they have it, they remember me saying something different, definitely shout me out. The beef, I want the beef
Okay.
for sure.
Okay. Okay, this one's pretty straightforward. I feel like I know the answer to this, but I think everyone hopefully does, but
Okay, that's
people sent it in. Do you guys wash your penises?
Okay. So that was on
Cool.
one of Lexi's stupid fucking TikToks that I do edit. She's like, how do men watch their schlongs? I'm sorry, Lexi, but that was the way you worded that question was just kind of cringe, so I had to do it. I had to do edit.
Yeah.
So
I know you do edit it. I want to watch yours.
are you at, wait, what was the question? How do I wash it, or do I
No, do
wash it?
you? Just in general, do
Hell
you?
yes. Are you serious?
I would hope so.
So
I mean, I think so.
like there's not very much space between the inner thigh and where the balls start. So
Yeah.
it gets like an armpit down there, just like the woman parts do, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I'm not like, I don't know, I'm not rubbing all in my fucking crack and shit, but like I definitely like you sweat your like there's a reason people say I sweat my balls off, because it gets fucking nasty down there. So a little soap, a little body wash. I mean, every time I shower, because if not, it
Goes a
smells
long
like
way.
shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know when
Walk's
a girl's gonna
good.
go down on you, and you have to be smelling good.
You never
You never
know.
know.
Out of the blue.
Exactly.
That's scary to think about.
What?
Oh my God. Okay.
Giving head to a guy that
Just
hasn't washed
like,
his balls?
well, yeah, that, but no, I just meant like, you never know.
Oh.
Like, you always have to be prepared.
Yeah.
Okay. That kind of segues into the next one. Did guys ever, like, how someone swiped up and they said, how do you not sit on your balls?
They aren't. Wait, you. What the fuck? You sit on your ass.
Know.
You sit on your ass.
Yeah.
My balls are nowhere close to my ass. It's on the whole other side. Like,
Yeah.
do you sit on your vagina? No. It's never
No.
touching the seat, is it? No.
Interesting.
It's always like right
No.
up. So that's where, I mean, yeah, sure, like your balls hang and shit, but like not like fucking far like that. That's
Okay.
weird. Oh, I'm sitting in a chair right
Yeah.
now, and I mean, I guess it might be a little harder if you had like no clothes on, but like I don't know, underwear keep your fucking dick in place. Like I don't know how to explain it other than I
Yeah.
have underwear on, and my balls don't
Yeah.
hang like I'm 85 years old, so they just kind of stay there.
Maybe we could ask like an 85-year-old.
Right, and that's okay. I
Yeah.
think that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah,
We
we
can
don't
have to
have
do
to.
that. Okay, yeah. Okay, do you guys really wake up with morning wood sometimes?
Yeah. I don't know why. Actually, I think I read something, I don't know. I may be very wrong about this, but I think just the fact like you wake up and like all your muscles start, I don't know, moving again, and like the muscles that need blood, I don't know, just like blood starts pumping again.
That kind of
Blood
makes
starts
sense.
pumping again because you're active and you start moving. And I mean, blood goes to every muscle that starts moving, and your dick starts moving too, and I guess just your dick gets hard because that's all getting hard is. So
That makes sense.
yeah,
Okay.
you just while you're scrolling through Instagram or TikTok in the morning, you kind of just
You're
sit there with your
like,
dick
oh.
on hard, and then when it gets soft, you know it's time to get out
Does
of bed. So,
that happen often?
I mean, I'd say I don't keep track of how many times it happens, but I'd
Right.
say, I don't know, at least for the normal person, I'd say like a couple times a week. Like it's definitely not a
Oh,
daily
wow.
thing, but
Okay.
I mean,
Yeah.
sometimes you just wake
Okay.
up and you're like, fuck, here we go.
Okay.
But, you know.
Then someone asked, when you guys pee, how many times do you spurt extra pee afterwards?
That's a very good question. I didn't even know women knew we did that. Actually,
I didn't know that, so that's interesting to me.
yeah. So, yeah, it, I mean, because like you, pee, yeah, I don't know. It's the way like the muscle contracts, like you pee all out, but then when you, I don't know. I'm not going to start getting all analytic. I'm not a fucking like bio major or anything. I don't know anything about dicks, but I don't know. I'd say like once or twice. Like you do your main load, and then you do like a little 1-2 check,
One, two, one, two, three.
and then you shake it a little bit to get the last drops out.
Wait, so do you ever like sit and pee or do you always stand? I heard sometimes guys sit, not
I only
always.
sit and pee when I'm drunk off my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I sat and peed like last week, and it was the weirdest fucking thing ever. I mean,
That is
sometimes
weird.
I sit and pee when I think I need to shit, but I don't need to shit, and I just end up peeing, but that doesn't count because I went with the intent to shit.
Right,
But
okay. That makes sense.
I never sit down and pee on purpose.
And you wipe, right? Do you?
No, guys do not
No.
wipe. That is weird.
What?
We shake instead.
Wait. You
We
sh
literally take the dick and we fucking take it by the hand or by our fucking hands and you shake it like twice.
You
Because
swing
if you
it.
shake it more than twice, you're playing with it. That's the rule. So
What?
if you shake your dick more than twice after peeing, you're playing with it. So you shake it twice.
Really?
Yep, you shake it
That's a
twice. That should
thing?
be fine. The pee's all gone. You just pull your pants up and that's fine. We don't need to wipe. You can't really shake your vagina, so I guess there's no really way you could understand what I'm talking about.
God, yeah, I had no
Yeah,
idea.
there's a whole way to do it.
I guess because it's weird, like, to think about wiping though, because like, what would you wipe? Like the tip?
I mean,
Like
yeah,
it
you
then
would.
it's.
I guess you could substitute
But
wiping
yeah.
instead of the little shake at the end.
Yeah, but
But
like the shake's probably more fun. Plus, like, eliminates waste,
I
so.
wouldn't say it's fun, but yes, it's all because of the environmental thing, for sure. I only shake because I don't want to waste toilet paper.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. Okay, this one's a whole different topic, but favorite female singers. Do you have a favorite female singer or artist?
This is just based on like the way I like the way they sing, not the way they look.
Either or, I
Okay,
guess.
my favorite females. Okay, because I just figured all these questions would be sexual, but if
Guess
you really
not all of
want to
them
if you
are.
really want to know who my favorite female singers are, I'll go through my iTunes. I really like Clairo. We always got a soft spot for Rihanna. Like Beyonce is always a go-to. I like the low key kind of stuff. There's this band from Orlando called Sales, and
Oh, really?
yes, and they had a couple. There are a couple songs that got like TikTok clout that you might recognize from a couple
Oh,
TikTok
okay.
trends. But I really like the way her voice sounds, and she's really chill,
Oh.
and I enjoy her very much as well.
Oh, you should like try to see their concert or something
I don't know
after
if
this
they. I don't
episode.
know if
Like,
they tour. Like it's we. I don't. I
really?
try.
Well, do they perform in Orlando?
I don't know. I mean, you can be from Orlando and not go to Orlando at all. I don't know. I'll do some more research, but I'd
Yeah.
love to see him
Yeah,
in
true.
concert. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Okay, back to the sexual questions. Someone asked, what is your most embarrassing sex story?
I don't think I have an embarrassing sex story. I mean,
Good for
I think I
you.
have a couple times when like I almost got caught, and a couple times I don't
Oh,
know.
no.
Like that's not embarrassing. It was just stressful.
Right, it's just like,
I
damn.
think the most embarrassing sex story is the lack of it. Just the fact that it's been a very fat minute since I've
Oh
laid.
no.
That's embarrassing to
I'm
me. I mean, it's not a, it is an embarrassing sex story because there's no
so
story to tell. No,
sorry.
it's fine. I just think it's funny.
Don't
Any
worry.
ladies listening to the podcast, my
Hit
Instagram is,
him up, Colin Johansson.
yeah, you'll find my, I don't even, I think it's Colin Johansson underscore.
His spam
No,
carrot cake, or it used to
don't
be.
fuck with my spam. You don't want to go on there. That'll make women leave,
That's
but
really
they don't need
clever,
to know
actually.
that.
Okay. All right. Nope. They won't know that.
Bleep
Okay, I'll edit that. Okay. Have you ever had a dream about a girl and then woke up thinking like you, or woke up more attracted to her or thinking about her?
Yes, definitely.
Really? How many times?
Well, I couldn't give you a number, but like sometimes it's kind of like you scroll, like you're scrolling through Instagram before you go to bed and you see someone post something, like someone that you either used to know or so. I mean, it doesn't really matter who it is, but it's like someone like, oh, she's cute. And then you go to bed and she's in your dream and you wake up and you're like, I have not thought of that girl in like years, but I just saw her on Instagram last night and I had a dream about her. It's kind of weird how things work. I mean, it doesn't mean
That
I'm
is
attracted
weird.
to them, and I don't really think I wake up being more attracted to them. But the
Right.
fact that I was in the dream makes me like definitely reconsider. I'll go back to the picture
Yeah,
and
like
look at
they were
her.
like
I'll be like, is she really that cute? Why'd I dream about her?
like you'll think about them in a different way ever, or
I don't think I think about them in a different way because it's definitely not their fault that I dreamt about them. I think of myself in a
right.
different way. Like I'm more of a simp now or some dumb shit like that. But no, I don't think of them in a different way because it's not their fault.
Okay, yeah. Okay. This one's also interesting. Do you talk, because obviously girls talk about guys or whatever with each other. Do you do that with your guy friends? Probably, I don't know if it's in the same way, probably not. But and if so, what type of things do you usually say, or like what do you usually talk about?
So I don't, okay, there are very few. I feel like when I hear girls talk, like girls on girls talking about men, it's usually like the really deep down feelings kind of things, like OMG, I hope he notices me type beat. But when I talk to my friends about girls, it's really like the really crude and like not very respectful
Locker
shit.
room talk.
Literally like, did you see her ass and shit like that. It's literally just
Aw,
that.
cute. All
I mean, I of
right.
course I have other things to say. Like if I'm in a serious like, if I'm literally
Relationship
in
or
love with a
something.
girl, I'll probably just scream it
Yes.
out. I don't really
Yeah.
like, I don't know. I don't talk to the guys about girls as much as the girls talk to the girls about guys. You know what I mean? And
Yeah,
when,
that makes
but when
sense.
we do, most of the time it's just,
Some nasty
yeah,
shit.
it's just not very nice. But I
Damn.
mean, it is what it is. We are college men.
Do you ever insult girls with your friends? Like talk shit about them or
I
like their
mean,
bodies or anything?
it's never on purpose, but like sometimes it'll come up in conversation and someone will be like, Jesus Christ, I hate that girl so much. And I'll be
Yeah.
like, okay, I can see where you're coming from. And then they'll say an
Yeah.
example or something like that. I mean, we don't go out of our way to talk shit, but sometimes when people come
Yeah.
up in conversation, it's just,
It comes
it's
up
so hard to
natural.
refuse. It's so hard to not talk about how annoying they are if that's the case. But I mean
Talking about
that it's
Lexi?
what?
What?
I think it's happened to Lexi a few times.
Really?
I think Lexi's come up in conversation, and
I'm sure
I don't
she
think I've
has.
ever been the one to like start it.
Bring her
But
up. Yeah.
someone's like, oh yeah, I saw her TikTok the other day, and someone was like, it was I'm not gonna bash Lexi. I feel bad. This is her
Okay.
show.
It's
But like, yeah, I think she's come up in conversation. But I mean, she knows people don't like her, and she fucking
I like how she
she
embraces
thrives.
it.
Yeah, I don't care. Like,
Yeah.
people keep making fun of her. She doesn't give a shit. Good for her.
Yeah, respect it.
But I mean, it happens equally to guys, like to girls. Like, it's not just girls we make fun of. It's definitely like whoever the fuck we find annoying,
Whoever, just the
we'll get
person.
bent. We'll get yeah. They'll get
Okay.
roasted in our little group. But
Little group. Okay. Do you ever, someone said, do you ever, like, again, girls probably do this, fantasize or imagine like getting married and having kids and starting a family someday? Like, do you ever think about your wedding or plan out things? Or do you just kind of like,
I think about it, yeah, but it's not like I've got a list in my notes with like
like a Pinterest
my
board.
children's names and where we're gonna live
Okay.
and shit like that. Like, I don't care. I don't have a
Yeah.
architectural preference for my first home or some dumb shit like that. I
Yeah,
just, I
I don't
mean,
have that shit
I
either.
think, yeah, right. Yeah, right. I think about like, what if I married this girl? What if we had children? That'd be sick. And then I go on to my, I literally just think about it that long.
Aw.
I mean,
Cute.
if I think about it any longer, it's simp shit. So that's not allowed.
Can't
It's
cross it
cancel
up.
culture now. Literally no simp September. Plus the fact that simps are
Yeah.
hated anyways. Like, I literally cannot think about a woman in a sexual manner without
Even
getting bathed on.
in private.
Even in my
Yeah.
own fucking head.
Yeah. A
So I
little
refuse
voice
to
in
think
your
about
head.
marriage.
All right. Yeah.
I gotta get me a
Fair.
girlfriend before I get married, so that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, true. All right. Okay, what's more important to, or just to you, I guess, in general, face or body?
I'd say face. Like
Really? Okay, a lot of guys say
I
body.
know, like I mean, of course both is great. And like,
Yeah.
I don't want to sound crude or anything like that, but
Go right ahead. I will
a
defend
man
you.
loves a nice ass. I mean,
Yeah.
but I don't think I could get with a, you know the term butterface?
Not
It's
really,
like she's got an
kinda.
ass, she's got titties, she's got a slim
Oh, but her
thick butter
face.
face. Like, I could never get
Okay,
with a girl like that. Like, I just feel like,
really?
no.
Okay.
Like, the first thing I'm attracted to is like usually eyes and
Face.
smiles.
Oh,
Yeah,
really? Eyes?
yeah.
I always
So
notice, see, for me, I never notice eyes. Like, I don't know anyone's eye color. Like, I don't know your eye color. I don't,
I mean,
someone could have
I
like
guess
bright blue eyes.
I guess I don't know people's eye colors the way like that, but I don't know.
But you like notice that you just
Yeah,
think the
like
eyes are pretty.
yeah.
I always look at hair and face. I don't like face structure and hair.
Yeah. I
I don't know
mean,
why hair.
body is a very, very good, a very close second, I'll say that. But I mean, of course, I'm gonna prefer one body type over another body type, whatever, but like it's I definitely go for the face first. I'm a simple man.
Okay. What's your biggest non-sexual turn on?
I don't know, maybe.
You gotta have one.
I don't know, maybe like I don't know, like maybe she worked out, maybe she was like active and like tried to better herself in that way. Like I don't
Okay.
know, it makes me happy when I don't know,
When a woman cared for herself.
yeah, like I've liked the way I've turned out since I started working out
Working
daily, since
out.
I started being active like that. And I was like, I mean, I think it'd
Right.
be cool to find someone else like that that also has the same passion as me.
Aw.
So,
That's
yeah,
good.
I'd say that.
Okay, sexual turn on. Your biggest sexual turn
Ass and boobs. For
on.
sure, for sure. And
Very
face, for that matter, just all of it. If you're
Well,
a
like,
woman,
what about like non-physical, like something that
I don't, okay, so like I took one of those weird ass fucking BDSM tests with all my
I'm
friends.
taking those
I
too.
took one of those to see if I was like fucking weird or anything. I'm not, okay, that's mean. I'm not that anything, any fetish is weird or anything like that, but like
Kink shaming, yeah.
I'm like extremely vanilla, and I just
Really?
haven't had enough experience with women that want to
Right.
try new things that I am able to believe that. So I wouldn't say I
Okay.
have a non, I don't know. I don't fucking know. I'll
Okay.
get me on in 2 years and I'll tell you.
All right. We'll have you back on for a sequel
Thank you. Thank
episode.
you.
You're welcome. Okay, now the oh, last question before there's a few about college people
Okay.
asked. How should girls handle the balls?
The balls?
The balls. How should they play with them? How should
Play
what
with
should they
them?
do?
I mean, it depends on the man. I can fondle my own balls. That's not really that special to me, at least. Like, if I want my balls touched, I'll fucking do it myself. Like, you don't, I'm not gonna fucking come by you touching my balls. I'm gonna come by you sucking my dick, so don't touch my balls, sort of thing. If I mean,
Ever.
I don't really care. I don't, okay, honestly, like, it doesn't really matter, but like, I don't know how, I don't fucking care. Don't just don't squeeze them really hard and don't pull on them, I guess. Like, I don't know. Just
Okay.
be gentle with balls the way you think they should be handled, because I don't fucking know. Unless some guy has a kink and he like specifically tells you to rip and stretch and bite
Yank
on my
them.
balls, then I don't really, then just like
Oh
be,
my, ow.
I don't fucking know. Unless some guy deliberately and like specifically tells you to do something to his balls, then just like kind of just leave him out of the way.
Leave them alone. Okay. Do you ever get insecure about your peen? Someone asked.
I not really.
That's good.
Cause, yeah, like believe me, I've done the measurements, like every man has, and I the length that it is, I am completely adequate. I'm fine with it. Like I
Okay.
don't really care. It could be longer. I mean, of course, I'm not gonna be mad if it was a couple inches longer, but like at the end of the day, I don't really think I don't what's there's some quote about like it's not how long it is, it's
Oh, it's
the
not
way you
the
use it or some shit like that.
size of the boat, it's the motion of the ocean.
Yeah, you got it. You
Yeah,
got it.
I know that. Okay. Do you care what like a girl's vagina looks like?
No.
Very
It
good.
is no. No, what no,
Okay.
what the fuck? No,
I don't
that's
know.
like
Someone
I mean, I guess that's a question that you might want to know, but that's kind of like asking, I don't know. You're
think a lot of girls are.
you're being like far too picky. If you're
Yeah.
gonna shy away from a vagina because it looks
Right.
like the way you don't want it, I don't know. That's
Yeah.
some fucking
Vagina's a vagina.
just put your dick in it. It feels the same. Doesn't matter what it looks like.
Okay. Okay. So now in college, are you, as of right now in your life, are you more interested in sex or dating?
I don't think it has anything to do with college. I think it has everything to do with the fact that I haven't been in a serious relationship for like 2 years, and it's the time that it's been since I've had all that shit, and not the fact that I'm in college. I mean, I guess there's a lot more opportunity here now because there are a lot more girls, this, that, and the other. And like, of course, I'm more active on fucking Tinder and Bumble than like I've ever been before because I don't know. I mean, it could be because I'm in college, and it could also be because I'm desperate and I am very, I'm very close to offing myself.
No,
But
please don't.
no, and all jokes aside, though, I don't think it has anything to do with being in college. It's a definite like, it's a lot better than being in high school and trying
Oh,
to find a
yeah.
girlfriend or trying to find just sex anywhere. But I don't think it's any greater than it would have been if it hadn't been for my like situation.
Okay, interesting. Do you, this is my own question actually, because you mentioned it. Do you like Bumble or Tinder better?
More people like me on Tinder, less people like me on Bumble, but bitches never respond on Tinder. Like, I was talking to someone the other
Yeah.
day, and they were like, "Oh yeah, guys are so nice on Tinder, but only like the douchey guys kind of prosper." So,
Oh, yeah.
but like someone, she was like, "I just used Bumble the other day, and I hit up a guy." Like all girls, like because girls have to hit up the guys first on Bumble, right? So girls make okay. I don't want to sound like a like an idiot, but
Go
like
right ahead.
I feel like girls' standards for like men's pickup lines and like the way they slide into the DMs on Tinder is so high. Like they're
Yeah.
like, "Oh, that's not good enough. I'm not gonna respond to this guy." And then they go over to Bumble and slide into dude's DMs because those are the rules. And they literally just go, "Hey," with like three H's.
Really?
Yes, bro. They don't put in any effort, and they expect us to like come up with the sickest, most awesome pickup line in the world when we're on Tinder. And
Just
I
wow
can't
you.
keep up with double standards here, ladies. Come on.
Yeah, there are a lot of double standards,
Please,
honestly. Like,
please
I.
send me a pickup line on Bumble. Let me see what you got.
Okay. Yeah,
Please.
everyone listening, go right ahead. Find Colin on Bumble, please. I was on Bumble for a while, and I, because you know how they give you the option to like ask questions?
Yeah.
I always did that because I had no fucking idea what to say. I never knew what to say. I'm so bad at starting conversations. So, but on Tinder, I
You
like,
don't
again, like
have
I,
to.
exactly, I never started them on
I
Tinder
know.
ever. Like, if I matched with someone and then they started messaging me,
It's
I didn't really
kind of like,
care
yeah,
about the pickup
I feel
line.
like if a girl matches, like if a girl replies first on Tinder, like that's it's almost like that's a no-no. It's
Really?
almost
Yeah.
like, "Oh, you're so desperate that you want to hit me up
Yeah,
first? What?"
yeah.
No, I definitely think, I mean, it is the boy's responsibility on Tinder to hit you up first, but like
I feel like it
you
is.
can't be like, it's
Okay,
like whatever
I
I
don't
send
think.
her, she's like sending it to a council and the council like reviews it and
Stand
decides
to
whether
approve
it's worth
it.
a response or not.
It's cringy or
Yeah,
not.
literally. So that's my complaint.
Usually, or because I was, well, I was on Tinder and Bumble then, I, you know, but, and I don't know, like, to me, like, if I matched with them, like, I was obviously interested. Like, if I was going to, you know, swipe right on you, then I would like to talk to you. So it didn't
Yeah,
really matter what the
that's
first
so
phrase was to
weird.
me.
Like,
It was more about the conversation for me, like how it goes, not
I
like
think
how it
it's weird
starts.
that you can match with so many people on Tinder, but like they just if you swipe like I just don't understand how you can swipe right on someone but not be interested in continuing a conversation.
Yeah, at least like trying or anything, but
You never know.
experiment. Okay, another college question. Have you ever, or how do you, if you do, like how do you work around it, like jack off in your dorm?
Well, I'm no longer in a dorm, but so I just have like I have my own room and my own bathroom. I can do whatever the fuck I want now.
Oh, that's nice.
But
When you were in a dorm.
last year, I did it in the bathroom, like one of the like the communal ones. I picked my time of day. I know when
Did
people
you do the shower?
no, because the showers were gross already, and I felt bad. And
Oh.
some guys showered with no shower shoes. and that was already fucked
Oh.
up. So I decided not to make it worse for them.
Well, that's sweet. It's considerate.
Yeah, but I kind of figured out, like, once you live there for that fucking long, you know when people shit, you know when people shower, you know when people pee,
You get the
you know
schedule
the
down.
perfect time to go in there, the exact stall to go in. Like, you know when the cleaning ladies come, so you don't go in at that time.
Oh God.
So,
Yeah.
you just have to be
Okay.
very observant if you want to succeed.
All right. And related, how often do you guys usually jack off in a day?
In a day?
Or okay, well, sorry.
Bruh,
And like
what?
the how someone asked that, like
Okay.
how often? How often?
I can't speak for all men. That's a very broad question because some guys try their best to do it like once a week, once every 2 weeks. Some guys don't do it at all.
Once every 2 weeks.
Exactly. Like, I mean, it depends. I would consider myself a fairly horny individual, so
Yeah.
I just kind of do it whenever I feel the need to do it, but I only do it like, I don't know, like maybe 4 days a week. But also
Yeah,
that makes like no sense because I don't remember the last time I did it more than once in a day. That's, I don't know, but
it's a lot.
some people go at it.
I don't know. I know quite a few people who at least every day.
I mean,
So
good for them, bro. Keeping
lots
their
of energy.
I don't know, horny levels low, if that's a thing.
Yeah, it's like training.
Training. Yes. This is me. This is
conditioning.
me practicing for when I lose my virginity.
Oh my gosh. I've actually heard, I don't know if you've done this, but I've heard that some guys, if like they know they're gonna hook up with a girl later that day, they'll jack off beforehand so they last longer.
That is a thing. I have done that.
Really? Okay.
I sometimes, I don't know, I feel like I hype myself up too much. So whenever there's like
Yeah.
even like a 0.5 chance of me hooking up with a girl, I will do it.
Aw, well, at
Especially,
least you're
yeah.
prepared.
And actually, if you do it like before, it makes like you're not horny as fuck the whole evening around this girl that's not gonna fuck you and is not even giving you like a single like ounce of attention. So it's a double like two birds with one stone type beat.
Double whammy.
Yeah. But I mean it is a
Okay,
thing,
and
but it doesn't happen very often, at least in my case.
yeah.
Shake my head.
It's a good, I think it's a good tactic
It
though,
is a
honestly.
good tactic. But that also like you sacrifice the like
Spontaneity of the moment.
well yeah, but you also sacrifice like it doesn't feel the same way the second time.
Oh,
I
really?
mean it does feel the same way, but it's just like not as intense.
Okay, yeah,
Yeah.
that makes sense. And how, okay, well, you're not in a dorm anymore, so I don't know how it is now, but when you were in a dorm, how does like sex life in a dorm work? Like, how, like, did you ever have your roommate bring people over? Did you ever bring people over? Like, how?
I never brought anyone over. My roommate last year had a girlfriend, and she would come up every couple weekends because she lived in Daytona, and
Oh,
she would just
okay.
drive up. But
Oh, wait, I know your roommate. Oh,
yeah, I
okay.
didn't want to drop names in case that was
Yeah,
weird.
I know who you're talking
But
about. Yeah.
his ass would pay me sometimes to leave.
Oh my God,
I mean, if
damn.
she was up and I was like, dude, I have shit to do. And he's like, I'll give you $5 to not sleep here tonight. And I'm like, okay, shit.
I'll go grab a
I'll literally
bench.
crash in whoever the fuck's room. I don't care. But
Right.
no, I try to be as respectful to him because I know he'd only see her. I mean, like
Good.
a couple times a month was a lot to come up. Like 2 weekends out of the 4 weekends of the month was a lot for me to see her. But I guess if you're getting steady punani and you have a craving, I'll let you as someone who's been as someone who's fucked a girl, I know what it feels like to
Yeah.
not be able to, but be able to at the same time. So I'm just like, all right, have your time. I'll be back in 3 hours. I'm going to the gym. Do what you need to do,
Well, that's
you know.
sweet. And see, and you can go to the gym during it. So, like, again, two
Yeah,
birds,
his
one
ass literally
stone.
gets 2 hours to fucking cuddle, foreplay, doing it, and then I don't know, cuddle again after.
Get out.
Whatever.
Yeah. Kettle again. Fall
Yeah, you got
asleep.
2 hours to do whatever the fuck you need to do before I get back.
Yeah, understandable. Well, that is all the questions that I had for you.
All right.
But if you wanted to say anything else, you totally can.
I don't have anything, I don't think.
He said, "Get, let me fucking leave,
No,
please.
I
I
mean,
have nothing else to say."
I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Go
Yeah.
Gators, maybe?
Go
Anyone want to come to UF and get fucked up? No, not get fucked up.
actually might no I well yeah try not to party right now, but
You can
whenever
get fucked up by
things
yourself.
fucking go back to normal. Oh yeah, no, I've already been
Yeah, what do you think
completely
my
fine with
plans are like
everything.
literally every night? What
Aw,
do you think I did?
fine.
That wasn't meant to be sad.
Study.
Yeah, of course. Me and my
Yeah,
boy.
I actually do want to come up to UF and sometime soon visit my friends because I have a lot of friends up there, including you, so I'll visit you too.
Thank you.
But yeah, you're welcome if you wanted to see me.
I'll see you, I
But
guess, to make this pod to make all the podcast listeners
right. Make them
happy. Yeah.
happy.
We'll do
Yeah,
a collab.
okay. Oh yeah, okay. So yeah, thank you for being the very first, well, not the first guest, the first guy guest, I guess.
It's been a pleasure. I hope the gentleman tomorrow. I want to know what they say because I've been talking to him.
Really?
They told me they were going on too, and I was like, oh,
Oh
interesting.
no. What'd they say?
No, they didn't say anything like that. But I was like, when are you guys going on? They're like, oh, we're recording on Saturday, and I was like, oh, okay, cool.
I'm excited. I'm actually very much looking forward to
Yeah,
it. Caitlin's also coming
I'll
over.
re-listen to the
Please
podcast to
do.
see what they say on the air.
There are different questions
Oh,
too.
really?
Like I know I got a lot of questions, so I kind of split them up.
Nice.
So I have a few questions I'm asking everyone just because I would like to know. But yeah, so they have some new questions too. So I'm actually really excited for that. But
All
having
right.
two of them
Well,
at the same time
I'll definitely
talking.
tune it.
Very good. Okay, well, thank you.
Yep, no problem.
Have fun at UF. Good luck in your endeavors.
Thank
And I
you.
hope you get a girl soon. You deserve it, Colin.
Thank you. All
Yeah.
right, I'll see you.
Bye.